Owls tremble, the strong men are bent, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those who look through the windows are dimmed, and the doors on the street are shut. When the sound of the grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of song are brought low. They are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. The almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire fails, because man is going to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. Verse 13. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. This is the word of God.
Good morning, friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Serene, and I'm one of the pastors in Ang Mo Kio Presbyterian Church. Come, let us commit this time to the Lord. Dear God, merciful Lord, we come before you to receive your words. We ask that your Holy Spirit guides us and reveals your truth to us. Speak to us in a very personal way. Help us to remember who you are and live a life that is pleasing to you while we still have our breath on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you have heard from Pastor Srimal just now that we are embarking on a series of sermons to understand the issues facing the different generations in our church. Today, we'll be looking at one of the issues, which is facing the senior, silent generation and the baby boomers. And this is the physical deterioration in old age. This is my mom. She's 84 years old this year. She came to know the Lord when she was 60 years old. Ever since then, I have seen God's work in her and how she has grown in the Lord. Even though in her 60s, when she accepted the Lord, she did not see her age nor her physical weakness as a hindrance. On the contrary, she always pleaded with God to sustain her and see her through her troubles. Now, getting old is a reality which all of us will go through. It is certain, something that everyone will face. Hence, this message is not only for those who are more senior in age, it is for every one of us, because every one of us is growing older. Here in the book of Ecclesiastes, most scholars believe the author of this book is King Solomon. This book is a reflection by the author on the purpose and meaning of life. Our passage today is the last chapter of the book that focuses on aging and the end point of life. The author described the reality of aging not so much literally, but figuratively. In verse 1, it says, "Before the evil days come, when the time comes, one will say, I have no pleasure in them." And in verse 2, the author went on to describe aging like a storm. He said, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain. If we put all this into context, back in Solomon's time, it should be about 950 BC. That means 950 years before Jesus' time. Back then, there was no technology, no medical science, and if you have a cataract, that means your eyesight is going to be no more. And if you have a weak leg, or if you are growing older and your leg cannot walk, that means you cannot travel very far or going many places anymore, because car was not invented at that point. So people back then, getting old for them is something very gloomy and scary, like what the author has described in the verses just now. The author further described getting old in verses 3 to 5 in details. Verse 3, there are four groups of people in this passage. The keepers of the house, the strong men, the grinders, and those who look through the window. And some commentators believe that these four groups of people represent the functional body parts of the elderly. The keepers represent the hand that are trembling. The strong men are believed to be the legs that are bent and no longer strong when old age comes. The grinders are the teeth in old age, which likely to be few. Those who look through the windows refer to the eyesight of old age that is dim and cannot see clearly. You know, recently, our GB company in Anderson Primary School is gearing up for our national music drill competition coming in April. And some of our officers got together end of last year, to plan and practice the drill moves before we cascade it down to the girls. We were only doing the very simple moves, like squatting down and standing up for maybe a 10 to 20 times around in that afternoon. And the next day, I find my leg very sore and my thigh muscle ache. And I realize that this is so different compared to when I was 10 years younger. So if I, a Generation X, can feel the change, what more about our baby boomers and silent generation among us? Our physical body getting weaker as we age is something very real. Verse 4 says that the door on the street shut when the sound of the grinding is low. In those days, preparation of food had a lot of grinding to do, and it usually made a lot of noise. But here, the author described the sound of grinding is low. Then he also said that the daughters of song are brought low. Scholars suspect that the daughter of songs may refer to the female singers. Maybe as they prepare the food, they also sing along. So even the female singers' song were brought low. These images could be referring to the hearing in old age when ears could no longer hear so clearly. However, the verse also says that one rises up at the sound of a bird. This could well be highlighting that the elderly could easily be woken up. They could not sleep as well as before. Verse 5 told us when the storm of ages, old age come, they are afraid of what is high, and terrors are in the way. This is literally the fright of height, and there could be fear when they are walking in the street. And then, out of the blue, the author talk about the almond trees, the grasshopper in the second part of verse 5. So according to some scholars, the images of the almond tree blossoms represent the hair that turn white when we grow old. We can see in this picture, the whole tree turns white when almond flower bloom. So another image is the grasshopper drags itself along. The jumpy and lively grasshopper now drags itself along. Life is no longer as active as before. And then our desire also fails. Eventually, man is going to his eternal home and prepare for death. And people will mourn for them when they die. All this figurative description gives us an idea of the deterioration of the body when facing a devastating storm of old age. A sense of when old age comes, everything seems to fall apart. Even though we have better medical advancement and technology today, maybe our situations are not as negative as the author's time, but aging and its implications are something we cannot escape. Being involved in senior adult ministry, I also observe and notice that our members are facing different challenges in terms of physical deterioration. One of them told me that her hearing is weaker now. If we speak too soft, she will not be able to hear us. Another sister recently encountered some teeth problem, and she needed to do teeth transplant. And then the process came with much complications. Yet another sister, she told me that she could only have energy for the half of the day, one half day. After that, she will be very tired. She couldn't have action-packed day anymore. She must take things slower. And some of them have knee pain, backache, and affected their walk. They must walk very slowly and very carefully wherever they are. We heard all these are real challenges when one is getting old. With all these challenges, the physical weaknesses and pain, suffering in aging, it could have a sense of feeling lost, isolation, fear, loneliness, so on and so forth. All this emotion was not mentioned in the passage, but we know that it is very real and inevitable. Brothers and sisters, these are the reality of aging, and ultimately will be facing death too. But is that all? Should we live in fear when getting older? Certainly not. We are not without hope. This brings me to my second point, and let's look at what advice the author or the teacher of Ecclesiastes has to offer. In verse 1, he opens with a command. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come. The word remember here in the original language is zekō. It is in the imperative form, which means it is a command. It will sound like this: you must remember your Creator in the days of your youth before it's too late. If you take note of the word before in this passage, there are three times the author mentioned it here. First time, he says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the evil days come. Then in verse 2, he says it again. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the storm of aging comes. And then the third time in verse 6, he says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before death comes upon you. There's a sense of urgency. The author was giving a warning here. In verse 6, there are four images the author showed us to describe death. First one is the silver cord snap. Second image is the golden bowl breaks. Third object is the pitcher or the jar shatters. And the last is the wheel or the pulley breaks. If all these things are broken, they won't be able to go back to their original form anymore. So these are metaphors that depict death. And in verse 7, when the dust returns to the earth and the spirit returns to God who gave it, it will be too late. The author urges us to remember God, our Creator, before it is too late. My father passed away 13 years ago in his sleep. When he was alive, we tried to bring him to church and gatherings, but he would always tell us that you have your choice and I have mine. Please do not impose your belief on me. Knowing that he was resistant to the gospel, we let the nature take its course, hoping that one day he would somehow believe in Jesus. We did not accept he would pass away in such a sudden manner. He was only 69 years old when he passed away. To him, it is too late. He did not have the chance to even know his Creator, let alone remember him. You may ask, what does remember our Creator in the days of our youth mean? For my mom, she doesn't know Jesus back in her youth. But ever since she believed in Jesus in her 60s, she remembers her Creator. Her life changed and her desire to know the Lord grew. She wanted to live a life that pleased her Creator. It is seen through all the things that she did. Let me tell you some of them. She used to play mahjong with her friends before she knew Jesus, quite a lot. After she believed in Jesus, she stopped playing. Even when her friend jeered her or invite her to play, she would courteously reject them. She took almost every opportunity to grow in the Lord. She read the Bible. She attended the seniors fellowship and adult Sunday school weekly. She would never miss Sunday service except when she was unwell. Even some years back, when she visited us here in Singapore, she would join the Sunday school of True Grace Presbyterian Church at 9:30 a.m. and then attend their service at 11, despite not knowing anyone there. She started to copy the Bible recently. Last year, she finished copying the New Testament, and she is now copying the book of Psalm. Whenever she encounters question in the Bible, she would bring it up to me. I enjoy the spiritual conversation with her very much. She also served the community, which within her means, she makes very yummy refreshments. So she would make and bring it to the fellowship to serve as refreshment. Even though she only relies on the monthly allowance that we gave her, she would not miss giving her tithe to her Creator. Last year, her church had a fundraising event to rebuild its sanctuary. She also generously determined a sum to support the project. Not only that, she also has the burden for people's welfare and salvation. She shared the gospel with her two sisters, and they believe. One of them was baptized 2 years ago at the age of 85. She has been sharing with her other siblings and friends whenever she has the opportunity. Last year, she told me, though she was not good in prayer, she had finally experienced God answering her prayer more and more. She is thankful, and as she reflected on her life, she acknowledged and testified that God was the one watching over her even before she knew him. I think this is what remembering our Creator looked like. A life that are willing to make changes to obey God's command. Growing in reading God's words. A willing heart to serve and grow in the faith community. A desire to share God's goodness and love with others. Solomon concluded the chapter with verses 13 and 14. I read, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with everything, every secret thing, whether good or evil." In remembering God as our Creator, we are fulfilling this duty of man. Our lives will surely face death one day. But if we take the advice of the author to remember our Creator, fear him and keep his commandments, we do not need to be intimidated by the reality of aging. Our Creator will surely remember us because he will judge our every deed, whether good or evil. Some of our pioneer church members have been serving God and remembering him all these years. We are greatly encouraged and grateful by how they pour out their life to serve and grow this community. I believe the Lord would like to comfort you, even in your old age. He will remember you as you have remembered him. But if among us you feel that you have forgotten your Creator in one way or another, whether you have drifted from building the relationship with God or delaying a call that God has given to you, mai tu liao, do not wait any longer. Ask God to help you or reach out for a brother or a sister in Christ to help you to be accountable in your walk with God. Now that we have heard the reality of aging, and we also have realized that the advice by the author of Ecclesiastes to remember our Creator, what should we as a community respond to reach out to the older generation in our church, AMKPC? Well, I would like to suggest a few steps that we can do. First, more conversation with the silent generation and the boomer. I think we have taken small baby steps in this part with the intergenerational dialogue. I'll call it IG dialogue from now on. But we should not let our conversation stop at the surface. I know it is not easy for the youth to speak to someone who is in 60s, like Uncle Melvin just now, or vice versa, for the elderly to speak to the youth look a bit awkward. Perhaps we can be more intentional. A suggestion for the youth generation, the younger generation, not only youth. If you spoke to someone in your IG dialogue the last time, that those who are in the boomer or the silent generation, maybe you can continue to say hi when you see them in church on Sunday. Or maybe you can even ask, how are they doing? You do this one time, two times, three times. One day you can pray with them. So this is a small steps that we can do. The same can be said to the older generation. Remember who were in your group in the IG dialogue, and then the next time you see them, say hi and get to know one another more each time you see each other. Imagine if every one of us is intentional, our church would be a church without wall. I consider myself quite thick-skinned. even though I'm a more introvert by nature. But I would want to know all the youth who are attending our church and remember them by name. Sometimes I call the wrong name, and quite a lot of times, and they will politely correct me. No harm done to me. That's how I built my relationship with them, bit by bit. So now I know Su Mei, Ashley, and a lot more. Kenny, Darren. So, see? It's working. So y'all can try. Remember their names first, and then slowly get to know them better. And the next step we can do is you can be more observant. If you have been around, you notice that our older church member needs help, maybe you can offer your help. Or walk slowly with them to chit-chat a bit with them. So be observant and offer help. They will remember you and they will be grateful for your help. This is how relationships start to grow. Next, be patient and be present to listen. Sometimes, when we talk to older people, we notice that we get impatient, and then sometimes our mind wander off when they talk, or they repeat their stories again and again. We will start to wander off. But please, let us be patient as we speak to each other and be present to listen. I'm sure those who go to St. Luke's nursing home often will agree with me. When you visit the patients or the residents in the nursing home, sometimes they repeat their stories again and again. And that's when you have to be patient and be present and to listen to them. That's how you build the relationship. Lastly, but not the least, this is a point to our older generation. It is natural for the older generation to think that they should be the one to give rather than to receive. And sometimes they are not willing or feel that they don't want to trouble others. But here is a suggestion. The older generation, please let us give. Let the younger generation give and you receive. It's okay to receive. Our church camp is coming in June. If you have signed up for it, that's the perfect platform for us to extend our friendship, our care, and to the different generations. If you have not signed up for the church camp, again, Mai Tu Liao, wait no more. Today is the last day of the registration. Please go to the booth later. And brothers and sisters, we will all face the challenge of aging and eventually death. Let us grab every opportunity and wait no more to remember our Creator and live our life to please Him. Come, let us pray. Dear God, our Creator, you are the sovereign Lord who gives us life and place us here in Ang Mo Kio Presbyterian Church to grow and to love your people. Please help us to see the urgency in building this relationship with you and with others before it is too late. As we grow in our relationship with you, help us to love as you have taught us to love. Let us always remember to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Serene, for sharing God's word with us. Church, let us respond to his word by singing our closing song of response, Rock of Ages. Let's rise. As we sing this song, let us meditate on what it means to abide in our Rock of Ages. Creator God. Help us, O always, to seek you and abide in you, our Rock of Ages, to the day we draw our last breath. Thank you, Jesus. In your most precious name we pray. Amen.
Very good morning to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Now, is there any one of you who is here for the first time? We want to welcome you. If you're here for the first time, can you just put up your hands so that we can welcome you? Anybody? Hi, welcome. The gentleman in front, welcome. Anyone else? Join us for refreshment at the canteen later so that we can get to know you and you can get to know us also. All right, couple of announcements. Now, there are two English Presbytery events I'd like to commend to you. First, video publicity on the Holy Week. Okay, so let's watch this video.